I'm running because I've had significant success in the first 8 years of bringing back the community on a variety of levels. And I think we have turned the corner on a number of issues, whether it's economic development or looking at the rail systems coming in, bringing in grocery stores for the first time in 25 years, that I think the community is looking to see how this community can continue to flourish in the next 4 years.
How do you think you'll respond to Governor Brown's cuts, and how will that affect your district?
Well, it's going to affect us on the sense that most of the cuts are cuts that are going to affect the county. But we will see the end result of it, because those who can't get those services, we will see them spill out into the city street. The thing that he will impact the city the most is if he's successful at disbanding the CRA, then poor communities will certainly suffer in their inability to gather funds to help develop their community.
What would you say is the number one priority for you?
For the district, the number one issue is an increasing job growth. That's the number one issue.
And if people were to know one thing about you, what would be the most important thing?
Integrity and honesty.
What's the most important thing about your district?
I think the important thing is that we have a district that is in transition, and we have a district that in many instances has been ignored for decades. There is a great deal of frustration about that being ignored. What you find in talking to people, often they will tell you nothing is going on in the district. And you begin to recite to them within blocks of their residence, are you aware that, you know, just like I talked to a lady today, are you aware there's a Kaiser Hospital facility going in on Manchester and Budlong? No, I'm not. You know that your library has brand new and increased number of internet access, free access computers.
Is there one thing that you want voters to think about in terms of your accomplishments on Tuesday?
The list of activities, the list of things that they gave me when I came in office, many of them have been achieved. They wanted to see dirt alleys paved. We paved 50% of them, 15 miles of dirt alleys. They wanted to see Vermont-Manchester become alive. We put in 4 years, $100 million office building there. They wanted to see the issues of Baldwin Hills Shopping Center revitalization. We have a developer in with about a $200 to $400 million plan, and they now will get a Staples, and they'll see the new Magic Johnson Theater. They've just opened up the Buffalo Wild Wings. They were interested in public transportation. We have two new rail systems. We've worked very hard to get Measure R passed so that we could have a rail system coming down Crenshaw Boulevard and the completion of the Expo Line. So these are things that in each instance, we tried to make sure that the community was heard and that we listened to what they thought their needs were. When they asked about the fact that there were no community cultural events in the district, we have now the Taste of Soul. We have the Leimert Park MLK Festival after the parade. We now have jazz festivals in the park and in Leimert Park. We have a fireworks show on 4th of July. These are all things that are being given back to the community that they asked for.